Welcome back to Green Lines. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. Well, I want you to look up in that dark sky. You might see something you haven't seen before. We used to call them UFOs, unidentified flying objects. I think my guest today will give us a little bit of insight into the kinds of things we're seeing. What makes a lot of folks nervous right now is we're seeing these things flying over our nuclear plants. So I can't wait for my friend, colleague, and esteemed brother in the Lord, Michael Snyder, to talk to us about what he thinks is going on and give us his spin and his insight into some of our latest news topics. So, Michael, welcome back to Green Lines. I've missed you and so glad you're back today.
Oh, Dr. Green, it's great to be with you again today. Appreciate you having me on, and I think we have some very interesting things to talk about today.
Yes, we always do, brother. So I just happened to, you know, I read you about every day, and I track with you, and then I hear things being talked about on the news and hear their spin on it. And right now, the liberal media is spinning this as, you know, we don't know what these things are, but we're really nervous. So tell us some facts and what you know about these sightings.
Well, the number of UFO sightings is going up, Dr. Green, and even now, the U.S. government has really shifted tone on UFOs, where in the old days they would just deny everything. No, UFOs don't exist. We're not acknowledging them. But now, in the Pentagon recently came out and said, yeah, some leaked footage of UFO sightings from the Navy. Well, that footage is real. It's legitimate. And then now a law was passed toward the end of the Trump administration, which requires the government agencies to issue a report. And so a report is going to be coming out this year in which they disclose what they know about UFOs. So this is a subject which is starting to open up, and this is all coming at a time when the number of UFO sightings appears to be increasing quite a bit. In fact, according to the New York Times, there were more than 7,200 UFO sightings reported to the National UFO Reporting Center in 2020, and that was an increase of about 1,000 from the year before. Now, that New York Times article, they said, well, you know, no, UFO sightings really aren't increasing. It's because of COVID. People have more free time on their hands because of COVID. People are looking up into the sky more because of COVID. They just want to blame everything on COVID, right?
Sure.
And so I thought, okay, well, that's what the New York Times says. Well, let me look into this a little bit, okay? So then I looked at the numbers from the year before, and I found out that in 2019, the increase in UFO sightings was even greater than in 2020, where the numbers jumped from 3,395 in 2018 to 5,971 in 2019. So it was an even larger jump in 2019, and there was no COVID pandemic in the United States in 2019. So we've been seeing this multi-year trend of increasing UFO sightings. And of course, some UFO sightings end up being debunked. It's a drone or it's a weather balloon or something. But there's other UFO sightings which are not able to explain, where we've got, in fact, on the Drudge Report this month, there was a big headline, quote, commercial airline pilots keep reporting UFOs.
And yeah, when they were.
Very strange. And Vice World News went and they went through a database of UFO sightings that were reported by Canadian airline pilots, and just thousands of such reports in the database. And some of these objects, they move at speeds which are seemingly impossible.
Right.
For our aircraft anyway, and they move at in just their maneuvers are the type of maneuvers which human pilots can't pull off. They're so sharp and so abrupt, and these are the types of sightings that have been reported by U.S. Navy pilots as well, Dr. Green, where this has come out. In fact, It was recently revealed by Rolling Stone magazine that there was one stretch in 2014 and 2015 where U.S. Navy pilots were reporting seeing UFOs on an, quote, almost daily, unquote, basis. And once again, where these objects were reaching seemingly hypersonic speeds. Wow. You know, a weather balloon doesn't move at hypersonic speeds, you know. And so these sightings are becoming more and more common. They're being reported by, you know, airline pilots, Navy pilots, people that are highly credible. And now government agencies are going to be forced to reveal what they know. Many people are looking forward to that report. But, you know, it's becoming increasingly hard for the skeptics to deny that something is really going on out there, Dr. Green.
What do you hear about these objects flying around nuclear plants? Have you picked up on that?
Yeah, there have been many stories about them flying around nuclear plants or even U.S. nuclear facilities, and there have been reports of this going all the way back for many decades back, all the way to the 1970s, of the UFOs nosing around such facilities. And so why is this happening? Are the UFOs curious about this or whoever is inhabiting them? You know, that's a real question, and obviously we don't have the answer to, but, you know, a lot of people, and of course, a lot of people think, well, these must be creatures from another planet, and of course, that's what Hollywood has been conditioning us for decades, television shows, video games, the idea that, well, UFOs are inhabited by aliens, which come from another planet, and that, well, they're more advanced than us, and we should learn from them. And that's kind of the whole narrative of behind these UFOs. But from a Christian point of view, and it's something that I've studied for many, many years, there seems to be a real spiritual dimension to all of this. And in fact, you know, many, many multitudes of Americans and people all over the world have reported, hey, I've interacted with these beings. A very high percentage of people that end up interacting with UFOs or aliens are into the New Age. They're into the occult or something of that. And then these creatures, when they interact with them, they have a very anti-Christian message. They're like, oh, don't believe, you know, those that say there's only one way to heaven don't believe this Christian thing. And they preach evolution. When we hear from these different people who say they've interacted with them, it's very anti-Christian. It's very evolution-based. It's very, and, you know, it's, and then, there was a book which came out a number of years ago, which documented the fact that when Christians or people that are not even Christians confront these beings, the UFOs or aliens, what you want to call them, that at the name of Jesus they flee. You know, they don't like the name of Jesus at all. They, you know, people rebuke them in the name of Jesus, and boom, they're gone. Mm-hmm. So there seems to be so much overlap between what people would refer to as demonic or the power of darkness and these UFO and alien creatures. But my concern is that the stage is being set for a deception of absolutely epic proportions, where as we get into deeper into the end times, the last days, and where the world goes crazy and things get wildly out of control, all the things I talk about in my new book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, the world is going to be looking for a savior or saviors. The world is going to be looking for answers. And then, well, you know, what a time that may be for the big revealing where the quote-unquote aliens, you show up in their UFOs and say, hey, we're here to set you on the right path. We're here to move you in the right direction. You can learn from us. You've almost destroyed yourselves, but we're gonna bring a new era, a new glorious era, or whatever, you know. But that's my concern. And then people say, well, these are advanced creatures from another planet. They know more than us. We should listen to them, not realizing that really they're demonic, they're evil, they're the forces of darkness in disguise, potentially.
Well, it could just simply be spiritual, just things that are showing up that maybe have always shown up and we haven't had the gear to be able to track them and to see it. You know, it could also be the angelic host for all we know. There could be a good side to it. Not if they're saying bad things and fleeing scripture, but these reports are, you know, what they are. I know what we're seeing and I know what these cameras are picking up. So what is your own thought?
All throughout human history there, you know, you look back, there's ancient artwork, there's ancient murals, which appear to show what we would describe as UFOs today.
Right.
And, you know, so this goes back thousands and thousands of years, this phenomenon. And so it this isn't something new, and you're right. Sometimes we may see something that reflected it's from the maybe from the powers of darkness, but also there's good angels up there, there's bad angels, and there's a war in the heavens which has been going on from the very beginning, and we know this, you know, from the scriptures, and so you know, and so we're trying to piece all this together, but it. I think it should alarm us that the number of sightings is increasing. It is going up. It's becoming more prominent. And this is at a time when so many other end time signs are in the process of coming together and being fulfilled.
That's the interesting convergence, if I could use that word, is that at the same time all these things are happening, we see an increase in sightings. You know, I was making a joke in here the other day that these sightings are really just COVID bugs. They're just flying around. And, you know, I'm trying to say that we don't know what COVID looks like except under a microscope. So it's silly. But, you know, humans have to give understanding to things they see and don't understand. So we have to label them somehow. Unidentified flying objects goes, as you've said, back a lot of years. And, you know, the 60s, it was very there seemed to be a lot of them in the 60s. But we were doing drugs in the 60s. There are a lot of people seeing things, brother, that weren't there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and so it was easier to dismiss back in the 60s or 70s. But now even the federal government, you know, we've got, you know, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio. This has become one of his big issues. He's like, hey, there, you know, people are reporting in a lot of things out there that we can't explain. And so we've got U.S. senators openly talking about this, saying, hey, we need more information. We need, you know, to get the truth out there. And so this has been, you know, from at one time it was maybe the realm of people who were, you know, kind of on the fringe of society. But now this is a major talking point on Capitol Hill among U.S. senators. So this has become more prominent. And as I said, it, you know, we need to see this in the bigger picture of, okay, this is coming more to the prominent and we expected it to, but it's also happening at a time and bigger picture when so many other end times signs are starting to fit into place.
Yeah, that's good. So we go from these objects that are circling, we can see them, we can point to them in space somewhere, all the way back down to microplastic particles. I saw another news story after I had read your great piece on it and was wondering about your take. I know how bad it is that we're consuming these microparticles at an alarming rate. Micro meaning you're eating them and breathing them, and it's everywhere. And we're trying to get a hold of it, but it's not a battle we'll see in our lifetime one. So why don't you weigh in on that, Michael, and tell us what you know and what you see in all this, the microplastics.
Yeah, this is a huge story, but most people don't understand really the full extent of what we're facing. You know,
okay.
Every day, all of us use plastic, right? We've got our plastic bottles, our plastic containers, you know, our plastic trash bags. Plastic is just everywhere. And so, but most people say 20 years ago, you threw away a trash bag and you never thought about it again. But that trash bag doesn't go away. It just, you know, in fact, many of the times it'll just break down into smaller and smaller pieces and eventually becomes just these micro particles, of which there are trillions and trillions and trillions of them floating around our world today. And they're in the air that you breathe, they're in the water that comes out of your faucet, they're in the rain that falls from the sky, and there are countless microplastic particles inside your body right now. And people say, well, okay, well, we can't see a lot of these. They're a lot of people don't think about them, but studies have shown, tests have shown that they've gotten all over the world. They're in the most remotest parts of the earth. They're in the highest mountains. They've been found in the deepest marine trenches.
Yes, they do. They can drag a net and pick up heavy weighted nets full of this plastic.
Yeah, and that's particularly like in the Pacific Ocean, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. That's more of the type of particles that you can actually see. Many of these particles get so small. I mean, they've been found in the stomachs of mosquitoes. I mean, they're small little guts. I mean, this is how small that we're talking about. And they've been even found in human placenta. So, I mean, literally, this plastic is getting everywhere, and that's constantly picked up by the rain and distributed other places. In fact, one recent study found that more than 98% of the rain and air samples collected over 14 months in 11 of the most remote parts of the country were polluted with microplastics. So no matter where you go, you're not going to get away from it. People say, well, how can we solve this problem? Well, we can't solve this, but the only way to solve this problem would be to get all the countries of the world to agree to stop using plastics, and that's simply not going to happen. We know that's not going to happen. And so every year, this gets worse, and it's going to keep getting worse, and that's a major problem because, for one thing, scientists have found that microplastics cause fewer seeds to germinate and they result in slower plant and crop growth. And so this is affecting our ability to grow food. And now, in recent years, we've still been able to grow enough food to feed the planet. But over time, this is going to get worse and worse and worse. It's going to affect crop production more and more and more. And so even disregarding all the other things I talk about in my new book, all the other things I talk about in my articles, Dr. Green, this plague of microplastics would eventually make it impossible to feed everybody on the entire planet, would result in global famine, which we know eventually from Matthew 24. Anyway, global famines are coming, Jesus told us in the last days. But this factor alone would be enough to cause tremendous global famines. In addition, studies are showing that this causes a problem with human health. One study found that humans may be consuming approximately 50,000 microplastic particles a year in food and drink, and then breathe in another 24,000 through the air, the average person. And many of these microplastic particles contain gender-bending chemicals, and studies have shown they can lead to reproduction problems. And we already know, as I wrote in another article recently, Dr. Green, that studies have found that human sperm levels of the males have been dropping precipitously in over the last several decades. In fact, the average male is now almost down into the infertile zone, where having a child becomes very, very difficult. In fact, I'm sure you know many people, and this has been in the news, where so many Americans are now, they're having problems. People that want to have children are having problems having children. This is becoming a real crisis in the Western world and all over the planet too, but particularly in the Western world. Many believe that microplastics are really contributing to this. So this is a problem because ultimately, if male sperm levels get low enough, Dr. Green, we're not going to be able to reproduce ourselves and the population is going to decrease, dramatically. So, this is just another reason why literally the clock is ticking for humanity. And there's so many ways. I've written in the past how, just insects are just going extinct and are being wiped out hugely. I mean, it's a mass extinction. In fact, scientists have warned in 100 years, we're not going to have any more insects. And you know what? If we don't have any insects, we're not going to have a human race, because we're not going to be able to eat. We're not going to have bees to pollinate our food, et cetera, et cetera. We need insects in order to live. Without insects, there's no humans on Earth. So, and they're saying, well, all insects are going to be gone in 100 years. So there's so many that I read about, Dr. Green, that says the clock is ticking for humanity. Time is running out. Our time is not just limited, but very limited. I mean, we're talking within the next 50 or 100 years, even assuming that Jesus doesn't come back, all these other things I talk about, end time signs don't happen, which they are happening, and they've accelerated, and I don't know if we're going to have time today to talk about them. But Dr. Green, the time is running out for humanity. Either Jesus comes back or we all die. I mean, that's the two options, and people need to realize this.
And then we'll still see Jesus. That's okay. I know what happens when I die. I'll be okie dokie.
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like, Michael, you're doing a run-up to the piece you wrote about the coming apocalypse, or is this the beginning of sorrows? And if we add these two together, along with other things you've shared over past shows, sure seems like it.
Well, yeah. And, since I wrote Last Prophecies of the Future of America last year, so many of the things that I talk about in that book we've seen a progression.
Absolutely.
You know? And people look in Matthew 24, Jesus talks about the beginning of sorrows, and he talks about wars and rumors of wars. And we've seen a progression. In my book, I talked about, hey, there's going to be a coming conflict with Russia. And in fact, what have we just seen? Just since I last talked to you, Dr. Green, we almost saw Russia and Ukraine go to war. And if that would have happened, the United States wouldn't have sat on the sidelines. All of a sudden, the United States and Russia, are on the verge of lobbing missiles at one another.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really closer to the kind of a war with Russia than we've been at any point since the end of the Cold War. So this is a huge concern. At the same time, in my book, I talk about, hey, eventually there's going to be war with China, and we're seeing right now over Taiwan and potential Taiwan independence, and China says, if you declare independence, we're going to invade, and the U.S. says, don't you dare invade. We're going to defend Taiwan. And so we're now closer to war with China than we've been since the end of the Korean War in the 1950s. And so that's a huge concern. At the same time, in my book, I talked about, hey, there's going to be a war with Israel and Iran. And what did we just see? We saw Israel cyber attack, that nuclear facility in Iran. We've seen mystery explosions inside Iran. We've seen assassination. We saw that assassination of some time ago of the head of the Iranian nuclear program. We've seen the Iranians strike three Israeli cargo ships. We've seen regular Israeli airstrikes inside Syria on pro-Iranian targets. So there's a shadow war between Israel and Iran going on, and at some point somebody's going to push things too far, and we're going to see that shooting war, which I warned about last year when I wrote my book, which with the prophetic voices I've seen, Israel and Iran will eventually go to war. So that's one thing. And then so many other end time signs where Jesus said, hey, there's going to be earthquakes in diverse places. And we've seen a huge increase in the number of large earthquakes so far this year. We've seen volcanoes that were once quiet erupt all over the place. We saw it in St. Vincent. We just saw it in Japan. A volcano erupted there. We just saw a volcanic eruption in Iceland. We're seeing it all over the globe. So we're seeing an increase in seismic activity, just like Jesus warned about. We're seeing, and Jesus warned about famines, another one of the signs, where we're seeing a huge increase in food prices, Doctor. And I just wrote a big article about that. And all over the globe, food prices are rising dramatically. And this is in UN World Food Program saying, hey, this is causing hunger to really increase in the poorer parts of the planet. That's where it's going to hit first.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing an escalation in that. And then, of course, another of the signs Jesus said, pestilences. There will be pestilences in the last
day. We've had a few of those.
Oh, yeah. And we've got COVID going right now. And just within the last month, India, which supposedly had, at the beginning of the year, they declared victory against COVID. They said, hey, we're doing better than anyone else in the world. Now they're the epicenter of the COVID pandemic, where it's worse than ever, where it's totally out of control, where people, they've got this new double mutant and now triple mutant COVID, where people are literally dropping dead in the streets, where people are jumping off of buildings because it's so horrible, where they're literally burning bodies in the open air at night because the crematoriums are too overloaded. And it's just turning into a total nightmare over there. So, Dr. Green, all these signs are progressing, not just one, not just two, but all of them, all at the same time, all the signs that Jesus pointed to regarding the beginning of sorrow. So are we there? Are we approaching that time? Are we entering that time? We need to ask these questions because Jesus specifically multiple times in the scripture says, watch. He used the word watch. So we need to be watching because the Bible spends an inordinate amount of time addressing what I believe is happening in our generation, addressing the time just before the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if for us not to pay attention, for us not to be watched, I believe would be going directly counter to the clear instruction of our Messiah, to the clear instruction of the Scriptures.
Well, brother, you're just telling it like it is and reporting it as you see it. So, as always, I always enjoy spending time with you and hearing from you. I wish we could have better things to talk about, but we're not writing this stuff. You know, it's on NBC News. Everything you're saying right now is on the news. So it's not that you're some guy out there that's just making this stuff up. These are real facts that are occurring in our world, and we just have to see it for what it is.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, well, it's bad news. It is bad news, but it's also good news because it means the return of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is drawing closer, and we should long for that day as believers, saying, because that's our home, that's our final destination. But meanwhile, also the good news is that as the shakings get worse, it's going to shake people up and realize their need for God. And I believe there's going to be the greatest harvest of souls in all of human history. And as believers, we should want to be part of that. And if you aren't a believer, if you aren't a Christian, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I would so strongly urge you to surrender to God, to give your life to Jesus Christ, to invite Jesus Christ into your life to be your Lord and Savior, and your sins be forgiven. You'll be given eternal life, and you'll live forever and ever with the Lord. And so you don't have to fear death. But if you don't know the Lord, if you aren't a Christian, if you've rejected God, if you've turned your back on God, then you should fear the days ahead because they are truly going to be horrible. And then once this life ends for you, you have no hope and no future for eternity. And so that the stakes are higher than I even have words to express. And so I would just encourage everyone out there to get right with God, take stock of where you are spiritually. And if you don't know the Lord, invite Jesus into your life today, because that is the only hope that you're going to have for these times that we're moving into.
Yes, amen. Well, brother, we're just out of time. I wish I could talk to you more, but we've had a great discussion. We've talked about some new things, and I look forward to talking with you about it again next month and see what we see. I pray that there won't be a continual progression, but we both are kind of the feeling that there's more stuff coming.
Indeed, more things are coming, Dr. Green, but our hope is in the Lord, and we're thankful that we have an understanding of these things. We have an understanding of what's coming, and God wants us to give that understanding so that we have hope and we can trust in His plan.
Amen, brother. So thanks again. I appreciate you so much. Keep writing. Keep telling the truth, and don't let anybody try to put out your fire. Keep doing what you're doing.
Amen, Dr. Green, and thank you for having me on again today.
All right. God bless you, and we'll talk next time. You've been listening to the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. On behalf of my producer, Adley, we love y'all. We appreciate you listening. God bless you, and hope you listen to Michael Snyder, and be sure to check out his website. He tells you some amazing things. So stay close to him. God bless you.